Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, June 26, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'm back with you again. Not as always, but as most of the time. I want to thank everybody that was patient with me. As you know, I've been out of commission for a week. I've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, for the network and trying to get things together here. Another issue I've had, for many of you who may or may not know, I'm at the network right now. I'm not in Arizona. And part of the reason is we've had a heat wave in the past week there. And I live in a little mobile home, in a nice little mobile home community back in Arizona. Unfortunately, the air conditioning unit in that mobile home is undersized for the mobile home. And it's a nice little mobile home for the snowbirds to come out during the winter. But in the summertime, it keeps it about 20 degrees cooler in the trailer than it is outside. Well, many of you may know that the heat wave last week, I believe the high, I think it was last Wednesday, was 123 degrees, which means that it was 103 degrees in the trailer. And unless you're sitting there without anything but your underwear on, sweating bullets, it's very, very difficult to do a show without a fan on. So I did a lot of work behind the scenes, and this is, I'm going to share a few things with you tonight. Folks, I want to mention to you, the phone lines are going to be open tonight. It's going to be kind of a relaxed, loose show this evening, 800-313-9443. And part of the reason it is because I've had no sleep for 37 hours now. No sleep for 37 hours, and a five-hour energy drink is what has me on the air right now. Why is that? Well, I tell you, many of you may know, and I think I broadcasted here a couple weeks ago. I'll tell you a little bit of the story. And before I get into it, I want to say I hold no ill will against the gentleman, because we all go through good times and we all go through bad times in life. And this gentleman was going through, and still is, going through a very bad time in his life. This is the gentleman that texted me out of the blue a couple of months ago. And he kind of gained my trust, and I allowed him to redesign my website. He did a stellar job on it, by the way, to the point where it has been optimized. It is up to speed with all of the, up-to-date websites on the web right now. So I thank him for that. That said, he had made a proposal to the network that he could do the same thing and bring the network up to speed. Well, okay, that's great. The problem was that he was going through some serious times in his life, and he was being, unfortunately, evicted from his place of residence over in California. So what happened over the last couple of weeks is a lot of mass confusion, miscommunication. And part of the problem, and this is a question I want to pose, because I did a show on this, folks, I don't know, it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, regarding the sovereign citizen as opposed to somebody that's living within the system. And so the question that I have is, what happens when someone living off the grid gets into difficulties? And when I say off the grid, I'm talking about with no driver's license, no ID card, not anything to identify oneself if you got into any sort of difficulty, whatever. And what happens if somebody gets into a difficult situation like that is it's very hard for somebody else, especially if they're not right there locally with them, to assist them financially. And this is part of what I found myself in the middle of here over the last couple of weeks. So what had happened was this gentleman had told me that he was getting evicted, and me being me, folks, I offered him a place to live for a couple of weeks. Put him on a bus, brought him to Arizona, and he stayed with me for about a week. And I had made an offer to him to either I would let him stay for the additional week, of which the park allows, or I would just give him the money that I was going to use to rent a hotel for a couple of days and put him on a bus back to Los Angeles. And I gave him that option. Well, he chose the money. So I put him on a bus, sent him back to Los Angeles. Well, this is where the miscommunication comes in, because this is the gentleman that was going to come in here and help John and help me, you know, redesign this whole communications network and ultimately shave some costs and bring down the expense of the network. I sent him back, and at his request, and just a very few days later, he had sent an email to Tom in Philadelphia and myself and John, telling us that he had rented a room and he was checking out within an hour, and he wanted a conference call to, you know, talk about whether he was going to come back here or not. Long story short, ultimately, I had sent him an email saying to go ahead, get on a bus, take the money, and come back. And he evidently didn't read it, which is part of the miscommunication. And he sent a letter back talking about his brother was sick or whatever. Anyway, what ultimately happened last Wednesday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon is I had to get in a car because of this. And again, I want to talk about this, no driver's license, no ID. There's no way that you can really wire anybody any money, Western Union, because the person on the other end has to show an ID to pick up the money to show them that that's who they are. Well, he was unable to do that. So the only way really to get him back here, since he had gone through the money that I had given him, was to go get him. And I had to drive to Los Angeles to Sunset Boulevard at, I left at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 10 o'clock at night, I arrive going through all of the traffic in L.A., which is, by the way, 24/7, both directions. It never stops. To Sunset Boulevard, which is as packed as the freeways are. I found him at a bus stop, put him in the car, turned right around, drove him back, took me all night, drove him back to Phoenix. And ultimately the plan was to bring him here and to have him do his thing and, you know, upgrade the network. Well, the question is, when does sovereignty or the lack of no driver's license, when does that cross the line with sanity? So in investing the money that I was investing in this gentleman based upon what I had seen him do for me, it was costing me a fortune. I have upwards of pretty close to $1,000, and I know there's a lot of listeners to RBN that contribute, and we thank all of you. I know I listened to part of John's show today, and he's thanking the people that have donated. And I've been donating, too, to try to get this guy here to shave some of the revenue off the network. So I'm in it for pretty close to $1,000. The problem with it is that you reach a point where the money keeps being shelled out, and you're not getting anything for it. And I drove yesterday across from Arizona to the junction of Highway 10, and I can't remember what the highway is going up to the Austin area. We couldn't find a hotel that was under $100, and I really didn't have the money to spend on it. So we kept driving, and I had been driving for close to 13 hours, and I was exhausted. So ultimately, right at the junction, I found a Motel 6, and I was able to attain a motel for about $75. And we rented the room, and he had slept probably about a third of the way there, and we got into the beds. And just before I dozed off to sleep, he started snoring really bad and ultimately kept me up all night. And this was kind of, how would you say, the straw that broke the camel's back, because of the instances that I had gone through with him leading him up to this point. I said, you know what, this isn't going to work, because I was exhausted. I had spent another $75 on a room for him to get a great night's sleep and for me to listen to him just snore all night long. And about 4:30 in the morning, I woke him up and I told him, I'm sorry, I'm going to give you a choice that I'm either going to, I can take you to Austin and take you to the Greyhound bus depot. He opted not to. He opted to stay there because his brother was going to send him money. And so I left him there. And then I get a call from one of the listeners today asking what happened, because evidently he had told the listener that I had kicked him out, which wasn't true. I didn't kick him out. I gave him an option of what he wanted to do, and he chose that option. Bottom line is this, folks. It didn't work out. John and I are getting ready to sit down probably tomorrow and go through a lot of other possibilities with putting some stuff together to get this network up and running revenue-wise, so where, you know, not that we don't need the donations, we want to lighten it up to a point where we're not on the air begging. And as John had said earlier today, we're, I believe, 7 weeks into this pledge drive, and we're only a little over halfway there, and we were hoping to get this done in a month. It's been almost 2 months, and still we're now 2 weeks behind. So in order, and I'm asking the listening audience to work with us here, because, folks, I'm doing everything I can do behind the scenes to bring this thing up to speed, working with John to, you know, establish or come up with ideas for revenue and that sort of thing. To keep this thing afloat, because we don't like asking for money, and I know you don't like us asking for money. The only reason we're doing it is because it's necessary and needs to be done. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that if every listener to this network donated $5 to a month to RBN, we would have no need to do this, because we have multitudes of listeners. The problem is that there's only a small number of dedicated listeners that actually donate to the network. The rest of them sit back and listen and absorb the information. And it's kind of frustrating, especially when we're going through hard economic times and people are attacking advertisers. And I'm going to go into a little bit on that from my experience of what I've been doing behind the scenes, folks, is that I have personally called a few, and I'm not going to mention their names, but a few different advertisers to talk to them about doing some revenue or doing some advertising on the network. And I have contacted them 2, 3, 4 times, and I don't even get a call back from them. Now, it could be hard economic times. It could be that they're being threatened or attacked on the other end. I don't know. The only thing I do know is it's very, very difficult to find new advertisers to come on board with us. And pick your choice. I don't know what the reason is. I know that I'm not an advertising guy. I just picked up the phone willy-nilly here and tried doing it with a couple of or three well-known advertisers that advertise in the Patriot community, and also a couple of them that are mainstream, and they just don't even bother. Now, maybe their budget's tight. I don't know. We know that economically things aren't good out there. The unemployment numbers are being fudged by the mainstream media and saying, oh, it's down to 4.2% or whatever it is. You know, I don't know what they're saying these days. I was sitting on John's couch today. He's watching Fox News telling me, well, you know, I got to get the up-to-date propaganda. And he gets ready to walk out the door and he hands me the channel changer. And I said, I don't need that. Just turn it off, because I don't watch it at all. I watch news clips on YouTube from what they did say about this, that, or the other thing. But ultimately, I don't even go into it, because to me it's like a comedy routine. It's nothing more than propaganda, lies, and spin anyway. So that being said, you know, the bottom line is this. As much as you folks are, and thank you much for donating, behind the scenes, John and I are doing everything that we can do to bring the revenue up to speed to get this thing floating. Now, what we're going to work on tomorrow is getting the store back up and running. We've got a couple packages we're going to offer, and hopefully that'll go quite a ways into stabilizing this, because we're talking about metals now, and rumor has it that the metals market is going to be, exploding in the not-too-distant future. So with that, and I believe that's true because of the economy the way it is. And again, I want to back up and say, forgive me, folks, because I've been up for 37 hours and I'm not really firing on all 8 cylinders. I'm firing on a 5-hour energy drink. So bear with me. That said, okay, let's shift gears here. I wanted to get that out of the way and let you know that I apologize for not being on the air. There are many very legitimate reasons why I wasn't on the air, but it wasn't that I was just blowing off being on the air. It's because I was doing other things that were contributing to the network, which is why I'm here now. And I'm going to be here, I'm not sure exactly how long, this time around, but we're behind the scenes talking about that as well. And We'll see how it goes. Hopefully, John and I will be able to put something together here in the next couple of days that is going to be beneficial to everybody concerned, and it's going to maybe help to offset the loss. And I want to emphasize the loss. I'm very disappointed that I had to make the decision that I made this morning, because I believed that this man, the proposal that he put forward, he probably could have done what he said he was going to do. That wasn't the issue. The issue was other things that were going on in his life and things that weren't copacetic. How would I want to say this with all due respect to the gentleman? Have you ever met somebody in your life that was very, very, very intelligent, maybe very right-brained, but in the real world, the functionality was suspect? And this is kind of how that gentleman was. He was very intelligent. You put his nose in a computer and he was a wizard. But in the real world, he wasn't functioning the way that most of us function. He was very, to be nice, separated, not dysfunctional, but distracted or lethargic. I don't know the exact word that I want to use, but over time, it started to wear, and I think part of it was the financial drain that he was imposing as well. You reach a point where you have to draw a line, and you say, okay, how much more of this can I handle? And the lack of sleep last night after I had put out for a motel room, and he got sleep the whole night. I got no sleep at all, and I had to drive the car the whole way, which is because I had a driver's license. But I will say one thing about this that really did bother me, and I'll share it with you. If anybody has ever gone through on Highway 10 through Fort Stockton, right before you get into Fort Stockton, there's a, a Border Patrol station. And I remarked that when you go through one of those stations now, they have cameras that are, you know, cocked everywhere. They have these weird little contraptions that are taking pictures, I'm assuming, of your license plate. They had two infrared cameras. When the picture snapped, it would be a red flash, which it was kind of intimidating. And as we pulled up there, there was about a 20-minute wait to get up to the little caddy shack or wherever it was that the Border Patrol guard was. And what I found interesting was that we would sit there sometimes for 2 or 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden we would move up and 3 or 4 cars would just be waved through, and then another one would stop and they would question this guy for 2 or 3 minutes, and there would be drug sniffing dogs, and then, you know, they would go through, and then they'd let another 2 or 3 cars through. But every time we're moving closer, this big red flash is going off with this camera. And I commented that I think it was facial recognition that they were doing. And the gentleman in the passenger seat started to laugh. And he said, well, they can take my picture all they want or something to this degree because I'm off the grid and they won't know who I am anyway. Well, I didn't think much about it at the time. But about midway through the night, when I was awake because of the snoring, I thought to myself, well, you know, on the one hand, that's wonderful that you're off the grid. But on the other hand, you wouldn't be enjoying the sleep in that bed and snoring and keeping me awake unless me, being in the system with a driver's license, went and gave an ID and a credit card to the motel room. So tell me, which one's better? I don't know. Give me your thoughts, folks. 800-313-9443. When do you draw the line? What is better? How far do you go? The sovereign citizen, no ID, no driver's license, no nothing to tie you to the real world. And what happens if you get into trouble or get into difficulty like he did? You then have to rely on somebody in the real world to get you out of it. And over time, the person that is helping you out, especially a person of whom I had never met in person before, not a friend of mine, not a family member, not a relative. Okay, this is a person of whom I had never met. So I'm curious to hear from you. Where do you draw that line? Was I right? Was I wrong? What would you do? That being said, let's see, we got a break coming up in about a minute here. I'm going to shift gears and go into some news. But I'm curious about your thoughts because, you know, I bent over backwards and did everything I could to make this happen, and it didn't, and I'm sorry for that. But John and I are moving forward. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Tell me, do I sound any better here than I do in my trailer in Arizona? I don't know. It looks like a better microphone to me. And by the way, I wanted to mention to you, the setup's a little bit different here, so I'm kind of getting used to that. I got all these screens sitting up in front of me and microphones and all this professional-looking stuff. I'm not quite used to that. You know, I'm used to having a little computer with a headset and, you know, kind of doing my thing. So I'm getting a little bit acclimated, if you will, to that. But I want to remind everybody, just like the commercial that Mike Rivero just did, yes, we are still in a pledge drive. Yes, we are behind. And, of course, anything you can donate would help. If you want to write a check, money order, or send cash in tinfoil to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you want to pick up the phone and call my buddy Mike in the next room at 800-724-2719. Extension 3. He'll say hi, and he'll gladly take the money. Also, at the website, republicbroadcasting.org, click the PayPal button, and consider making a monthly donation of 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks a month, whatever you can afford, folks. Because I've said before, and I'll say again, it's kind of interesting, kind of frustrating in a way, that we know, actuarially speaking, that it's a very small number of very dedicated listeners that contribute to RBN, myself included. I don't just throw it in the, well, once in a while I do. I don't just throw it in the PayPal account or give it to John, but behind the scenes I try to do things like I did in this endeavor. Didn't work out. Well, hey, you know what? Not everything does work out. And it put me upside down. Now, I have to say, Wednesday night, I've got Eric Hughes Eric Hughes Jones, that was doing the broadcast before I was, that replaced Tom LaCavera. I have an update on Tom LaCavera. For those of you who don't know, I called the courthouse, as I said I would, and it looks like they were going to have a status hearing on the, I think it was, if I remember correctly, I don't have my notes in front of me, but I believe it was on the 21st of June. They've changed that now, and now they have put a change of plea hearing, and I believe that's scheduled for July 6th, which means that it looks like they have made an agreement that Tom LaCavera is going to cop a plea of guilty. That's the way it looks. And then they had, when I looked at the court documents, they had a trial that was set for July 11th, and I went in there in the morning and looked after I talked to the court clerk. And in the afternoon, I looked again, and they had completely taken that July 11th trial off of the calendar. So this change of plea hearing on the 6th, I believe it is probably meaning that he is going to, or he has already copped to, or is going to cop to a plea. And I looked at this, and I had made a prediction for a lot of you that remember. I said that likely they'll keep him as long as they can. If he didn't waive a right to a speedy trial, that eventually they would drop the charges. Well, he must have waived the right to a speedy trial because his 6 months was up a month ago. And I put myself in that position. If you were behind bars since, I believe, December of last year, what they do is they wear you down, and they intimidate you, just like they're doing with the Bundys. And so eventually, when you're locked away like that and there's no hope, if they come to you with a deal that sounds good, for example, and I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but I'm saying that it's possible that they came to him with a deal that said, look, you know, we'll take this from a felony, you know, possession to a misdemeanor, and we'll give you a year in jail and we'll let you off with time served. He may have taken that just to get out of jail. So I don't know, but I'll keep you posted on that. With that, let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Third middle, and Michael, I hope after you get off the show, you can get some rest.
Thank you.
Like, you know, I've told you, I really like you, and if it wasn't for Chris Hinckley and you, I tell you, I don't know if I'd be around. But anyhow, and I didn't want to put it out over the air, but if I could have got a hold of you, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, Fred, yeah.
Great. I would propose to you that if you relayed him to Arizona, then I'd come out and pick him up. Or even possibly, if I could manage it, I would have drove to Van Nuys, California, and picked Ed up. And, you know, brought him to my place.
Well, you know, Fred, I appreciate that. And a lot of things I didn't share with you, what happened behind the scenes. But, you know, John had mentioned to me, observe him very closely, which I did during the 2 weeks that I was involved with him. And I'll tell you what, we've got to take a break. I'll hold you over to the other side of the break, and I'll pick you up on the other side. Stay there, Fred. We'll be back in three, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with Fred in Iowa. Go ahead, Fred. Continue.
Yeah, Michael, I think sometimes when I spoke of Tom Lacabara, which I want to see back on RBN, possibly you got the impression that you would go and then Tom would be back in and have his old show back same time slot. No. I don't think that at all. I don't want to see you go at all. And
go ahead.
And there's things I can't go into detail over the air. But Tom Lacabara is not incarcerated over a pistola. That's not it. Tom was getting too close to the truth. That's reason.
No, we know that. And you know, here's the thing, Fred, and I agree with you. You know, you had called in and gave your number to the board operator here 2-3 weeks ago, and I wrote it down. And yes, there's things that I won't go into on the air with some of the experiences or the observances that I had during my 2-week period with this gentleman. And the only thing I will say is that it could have been simply because of his position or because of his situation that he seemed a little bit disconnected or unfocused or something. He wasn't functioning to capacity, let's just put it that way. And I didn't see over time, I know John very well, and I know that in the position that he was in, he wouldn't really, in his condition, have been a good fit with the employees of this network, and I saw that at the end, and I thought, okay, I have to cut this loose, and I have to take the onus off of John to do this, because I know John would have done it. I had a difficult time doing it, but it had to be done. So, well, go ahead.
I think that, I'm pretty sure that I understand. As an example, you know, I'm going as far as I can, but as you were saying, to go sovereign citizen, that isn't the way to go. Another short answer for me, as we go along with the laws of the land, until they break the Ten Commandments, and then you've got to be willing to give up your life. Now, what I am interested in, and I'm not going to put it out over the air, is it's so controversial that it could endanger RBN. And I am acutely aware of that, and for criminy's sake, as much as I get griped and disgusted and pissed off, I do not want to see RBN go down the tube.
Well, I think John said on his show earlier today he's the captain of the ship, and he's been captaining, steering this ship for 13 years. And I will tell you this, I've known John for 11 years now, and I have seen him pull some serious rabbits out of the hat over the years that have absolutely astounded me at times. So, you know, if anybody can do it, he can do it. But I will tell you that he works seriously behind the scenes, and especially, you know, I'm here now and I see what he does. I see the mess of papers on his desk and the mess of papers on his coffee table and so forth that he goes through, pays diligent effort with, I mean, that he looks at. And he's on top of it. You know, he's, John is like anybody would be. I mean, imagine if you would waking up every morning and knowing that your advertisers are being attacked, that you're trying to pick up advertisers, and for whatever reason, economically speaking, or whatever, they're not coming through, and you have this stress on you every day, and it wears on you after a while.
Even not running a radio station, I believe, can empathize with that. But I don't want to eat up a lot of time, but I tell you what, Mike has got my number, and I'll say this. Oh, Michael, I will not abuse it. I will not abuse it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fred, let me look it up, and I'll give you a call as soon as I get a little bit of time, and I'll share with you a couple thoughts, and you can share some with me as well, okay? I've got it on a tablet in my suitcase, but I didn't bring it with me to the network today, so I'll look it up, okay?
No, that's all right. Be rested up, you know. Okay, I'll see you later. Get some sleep when you get off work, okay?
I plan on it. All right, thanks. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And again, it goes back to the same thing, folks. Where do you draw the line? Sovereign citizen versus, you know, participating in the system. Where do you draw that line? To have no ID whatsoever, and I feared for the guy, not to, you know, take any more time than I have to on this, but, you know, I gave him an option today to take him to the bus stop in the Greyhound station in Austin, and he turned it down. Well, he walked away with nothing but a suitcase, which I had provided him, along with a backpack that I had provided him, and with no ID, for crying out loud, even if you get stopped by a police officer, that you look like you're loitering or whatever, and no ID, the likelihood is they're going to pick you up. So certainly, I'm concerned about the man. But the problem is that there were so many other issues involved with the financial drain that I saw no end to it. There were so many things that would have had to have been done just to get him up to speed was financially just not doable. Let's put it that way. Anyway, that said, you know, as I said, folks, the phone lines are open. This is kind of a loose night tonight because I haven't slept now in almost 38 hours, and I probably sound like I'm rambling a little bit, and I apologize for that. So I'll get into some news here, see if I can even read because my eyes are all blurred. But I ran across an article today on RBN, which I found a little bit interesting, kind of fascinating, actually, because the United States government proves loyalty to ISIS as a bill to stop arming terrorists gets only 13 supporters. Isn't that interesting? 13 supporters of a bill to stop arming terrorists. Well, what does that tell us? Does that not tell us that they have been arming the terrorists all along, that they've been training and funding the terrorists all along, that our CIA has been around the world contracting these mercenaries, training these mercenaries, supplying these mercenaries with money. And as Vladimir Putin says, that these mercenaries will pay, they go to the highest bidder. They're not like regular army guys where you go into the military and they pay you whatever they pay you a year. They're offering substantial amounts of money. I don't know how much, but they're offering substantial amounts of money to fight for this cause or fight for that cause. And being that it's money, they're just going to go to the highest bidder. So that said, an article by Matt Agarist, one of the most rational bills, and I emphasize rational bills, ever proposed, barring the feds from giving money and weapons to child-murdering terrorists, has almost zero support. Now, for the last several decades, the United States government has openly funded, supported, and armed various terrorist networks throughout the world to forward an agenda of destabilization and proxy wars. It's not a secret nor a conspiracy theory. Americans armed the bad guys. Now, given the insidious history of the American empire and its creation and fostering of terrorist regimes across the globe, it should come as no surprise that the overwhelming majority of politicians would refuse to sign on to a law that requires them to stop arming terrorists. Yet that's exactly what happened. H.R. 608, the Stop Arming Terrorists Act, was introduced by none other than Tulsi Gabbard, the Democrat from Hawaii, on January 23rd of this year. And the bill doesn't have any crazy strings attached, and its original co-sponsors are a mix of Republicans and Democrats, highlighting that it transcends the party lines. For years, our government has been providing both direct and indirect support to these armed militant groups who are working directly with or under the command of terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, all in their effort and fight to overthrow the Syrian government. Now, this was a quote by Tulsi Gabbard in an interview earlier this year. She just came right out and said it. And the text in the bill is simple. It merely states that it prohibits the use of federal agency funds to provide covert assistance to Al-Qaeda, Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, the Islamic State of Iraq, and the Levant, or ISIL, or any individual or group that is affiliated with, associated with, cooperating with, or adherents to such groups, or the government of any country that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence determines has, within the most recent 12 months, provided covered assistance to such a group or an individual. Now, the only thing this bill does is to prohibit the United States government from giving money and weapons to people who want to murder Americans and who do murder innocent men, women, and children across the globe. Now, it is quite possibly the simplest and most rational bill ever proposed by Congress. And given its rational and humanitarian nature, one would think that representatives would be lining up to show their support. However, one would be wrong. Hold on just a second. What does this say? Listener says he'll match any donations we get right now up to $200. Okay. Folks, let me try this again. I don't know who the listener is. Is he anonymous, Mike? Okay. Folks, put it out there. Make your donations tonight. We've got a listener out there that'll match any donations up to $200. The number is 800-724-2719, extension 3. If you call in at that number, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Talk to Michael. We've got a listener that says he'll match any donations we get right now up to $200. So let's make it happen, folks. You know, this is a daily thing. We're running behind. We're behind on it. We're a little bit over halfway there. Nowhere near where we need to be. And this is, again, as John and I go to work tomorrow, you know, with our what brain cells we have left, especially me, we're going to try and put together some packages in the store that are going to help to right this ship and get us over the hump here. But in the meantime, yes, we're falling behind again. We're not where we needed to be at this point in time. So again, please give us a call. Let's match. Let's see if we can pick up a couple of $100 here, and the listener says he'll match it. Thank you very much. If you would do that, I would certainly appreciate it. So getting back to this, Now, well, hold on just a second. Mike, that's simply with the 800-724 number, right? So we know? Yeah, so we can keep track of it, folks. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Thank you. Okay, getting back to this. Nearly 5 months after, 5 months since its introduction, only 13, get it, 13 out of 535 members of Congress have signed onto this bill as co-sponsors. Now, what this lack of support for the bill shows is that the federal government is addicted to funding terror and has no intention of ever stopping it. And to add insult to treason and murder, Senator Rand Paul introduced this same legislation in the Senate, and he currently has zero co-sponsors. What does that tell us about our government? What does that tell us about the people that we have voted for and elected into those positions? What does that tell us about why they have such little support from the people? Given the overwhelming lack of support for a bill that simply asks the government to stop giving money to people who behead children and video it. And it should come as no surprise that Donald Trump signed hundreds of billions of dollars in weapons deals with other countries who also fund these people. And as Americans bicker over Trump's bogus and non-existent Russian scandal, he's signing a deal worth hundreds of billions of dollars with the largest state sponsor of terror in the world, ensuring decades of future wars and the continuation of the cycle of terrorism. And what's more is the fact that less than 1 week after publicly reprimanding Qatar for terrorism, President Trump signed off on the sale of $12 billion in weapons to the country he referred to as a funder of terrorism. Now, this move, in Trump's own stance, makes him a de facto funder of terrorism now. What this lack of support for the bills and the recent moves to arm the terrorist regimes illustrates is the fact that the United States has no intentions of ever stopping terrorism. Trump, just like Obama and Bush before him, will continue to foster the growth of terrorism to enrich those who profit from war. Terrorism is necessary for the state. War is the health of the state. Without the constant fear-mongering about an enemy who hates our freedom, Americans begin questioning things. They challenge the status quo and inevitably desire more freedom. However, when they are told that boogeymen want to kill them, they become immediately complacent and blinded by their fear. And while these boogeymen were once mostly mythical, since 9/11, they have been funded and supported by the United States to the point that they now pose a very real threat to innocent people everywhere. And as the recent attacks in the UK illustrate, ISIS is organizing and spreading. Even the terrorists in the UK had ties to the British government, who allowed them to freely travel and train with ISIS-linked groups, because those groups were in opposition to Muammar Gaddafi, which I'm going to get to in a little bit here, who the West wanted to snub out. It's a vicious cycle of creating terrorists, killing innocents, and stoking war. And unless something radical happens, it shows no signs of ever reversing. The radical change that is necessary to shift this paradigm back to peace is for the people to wake up to the reality that no matter which puppet is in the White House, the status quo remains unchanged. Trump is proving that he can lie to get into power, and his supporters ignore it. If you doubt this fact, look at what Trump did by calling out Saudi Arabia for their role in 9/11 and their support for terror worldwide prior to getting elected. He now supports these terrorists, and his constituency couldn't care less. And this madness has to stop. Humanity has to stop being fooled by rhetoric. Read from teleprompters and puppets doing the bidding of their masters. And, you know, this brings me to what John had talked about earlier today, about what's happening in Illinois. Can you imagine? Illinois is, you know, the people are winning the lottery. Could you imagine winning the lottery of, I don't know, of what, the Illinois lottery of, you know, $80 million, $100 million, $120 million, and the odds of that, of being, what is it, $300 million to one? Something like that? $200 million to one? It's big. And then having them turn around after you've won the lottery, after you've probably played it for years, after you've probably spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, like many people that I've known in the past that have done just that, and you actually win, and the state turns around and says, that's nice, you won, but we ain't paying you. What in the world would you do? Put yourself in that position, folks. I'd be a little bit, just a little bit ticked off. And now, you know, and Don and I were talking about this today, you know, Rahm Emanuel. Oh, my God, this music's coming up already? Wow, that was fast. All right, we'll be back in three. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening with, 38 hours without sleep. I hope I'm sounding okay. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're back with The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. You notice I'm talking slower than I normally do. My brain is moving slower than my mouth, or vice versa. I don't know. But anyway, listen, I want to thank Rhonda. She just donated $50. Thank you so much, Rhonda. I want to thank Janet, who donated $40. And I want to thank John, who donated $100. And the listener said he'd match anything up to $200. So I'm just asking for one more listener to call up and donate $10, 800-724-2719. And Michael, take your call. All we want's, we got three. Extension 3, oh, I'm sorry, 800-724-2719, extension 3, and talk to Mike, and just donate $10. That's all. all right, because we're $10 away from being there. And the listener said he would match it up to $200. We're only $10 short, folks. Okay, let's go to Byron in Canada. Byron, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How are you?
Hi. Hey, I must say, I used to be a regular listener, and I kind of quit listening to the show. And I like John, but some of the people that he's got on there, and I'll give you an example. I've just seen his name. Where the heck was it? He's a Trump supporter.
Oh, okay. You're talking about James Kelso.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, he's probably one of the most racist, bigoted guys that I've ever heard. Then he gets this Canadian guy on there, Paul Frum, which I don't know if you know, but Frum is a real good Jewish name up here in Canada. Barbara Frum is one of the prominent journalists up here at one time, and her son, David, is the one that coined the term Axis of Evil, Iran, Iraq, and whatever, during the Bush administration. And it's confusing. I listen to John, and he kind of tells one story, a story I must agree, I agree with, and I can say the same thing from what little I've listened to you agree with, but then you get these other guys that are kind of going the other way, and it's confusing on this Republic broadcast. And, you know, so I just kind of tuned out and quit listening.
Okay. Go ahead.
But, yeah, the point is you were talking about Trump, and I don't know if you're a supporter. It sounds like you're kind of a little ticked off about what he did.
Well, let me interject here. I mean, you know, I campaigned for Trump. I supported Trump all the way because what he was putting out on the campaign trail was everything that everybody wanted to hear. But the problem was when he went in there and he said he was going to drain the swamp, it's beginning to look like the swamp drained him. And I'm not saying that everything he did was bad, but some of these decisions he's made with these arms and weapons deal, it looks like he's goose-stepping to the same drum, you know?
Yeah.
And we're not making any progress in doing that, Byron. But let me address what you were speaking of about the other hosts on this network. And John has always told all of the hosts on this network, including myself, that he doesn't interfere. He doesn't try to edit or try to influence anybody in any way as to what they can talk about. He lets people run their own show. And of course, you know, with 23, I think it's, or 32 hosts or whatever it is, everybody has their own opinions and not everybody agrees on everything. You know, so I would only say that, and I do this as well, because I'm an RBN listener as well as a talk show host, Byron. I'll listen to some shows, other shows I won't pay any attention to.
Yeah.
You know, but it's very difficult to get a network lineup of 30 some odd hosts and get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, but do you understand where I'm coming from?
I understand. Yes. Listen, I've got to hold you. Byron, I've got to hold you over. I got to go to the top of the hour break, but I'll hold you over. Stay there. Be right back. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up, folks.
Paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.